The Gemara Daf Samach Yom Beis is discussing the Simanim of the Chagavim. And the Gemara says, we have a Tzad HaShava Shem Sheshul Dar Raglayim, Arba Knafayim, Bekatzalayim, Beknafav Chayfin Esrubay, Afkosh Eshul Arba Raglayim, Arba Knafayim, Bekatzalayim, Beknafav Chayfin Esrubay. That is the Simanim of the Chagav. And there's Peldik and Maisa brought down in the Sefer Stei Yitzchak about this Gemara over here. And the Sefer Stei Yitzchak was written by someone by the name of Yitzchak Goita, who lived around 200 years ago, and Peldik and Nes happened to him when he was learning this Gemara. We all know the famous Maisa about Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Chagavim when he was learning their Simanim, and he had a Suffolk, and this grasshopper showed up on his window, so he should be able to figure out exactly what the Gemara meant. But the Pella is in Mamish, the same exact type of Maisa happened already 200 years before that to this Rabbi Yitzchak Goita when he was learning this Gemara. So the Maisa is brought down in Sefer Stei Yitzchak. It's actually early on Daf Nun Tesamud Aleph. And he says he was learning this Indian over here, trying to figure out what are the karsulayim, what are they referring to, what are the knafayim, why it's not able to fly if it has knafayim. And he says that he was sitting Laila Achas with Me'acharif. He was, it was one night during the winter. Ha'isi bebesi sageris u'misageris. I was in my house, and everything was closed, the windows were closed, the doors were closed. Ha'isi lemon bebesi sugya. He's learning the sugya, and he's trying to figure out what the karsulayim are, and what are the... what are these knafayim, and why it's not able to fly because it has knafayim. And while he was wondering about this, nafal ala gamar shabiyadi eif echad mizamin, that as he was learning this, this eif echad, some type of flying creature fell on his gemara. Yafa mara, it was looked very nice. Lekakta biyadi, I took it in my hand. Vihitzatsi by, I looked at it. Matsasi by, kol ha-simanim alalu shakasa rashi, I found all the simanim that Rashi says. Re'isi sheshal al Al bitnei ketzuras ches aduma, and I saw that on its the stomach it had the tzur of the letter ches. The knafav hayukfulim zalza, and the knafayim were doubled over. And he says efshem mishum shem kfulim, and yochel off. Maybe that's why it's not able to fly because they're doubled over. But baker hevesi also the base medrash. I brought this grasshopper to the base medrash. We see parta ma'ase l'may v'rabbi or Reb Chaim, and he checked all the simanim, and he said that yeah, this is taka the chagav, and it has this ches, which is Miramis to it. So Peldik Hazach, Mamash, a similar mice that happened to Reb Chaim, happened to him over here. Sounds like the windows were even closed. It was a bigger nace. I was able to get in, and he was able to check the this Chagav. And it's an interesting thing, why we find so many Maisim happen Padafka with these Chagavim. There's other stories as well, famous Maisim with the Shemitah, the Chagavim came, and they spared the field of the Shem Shemitah. The Ramban in Parshas Bayi brings down that there's a special din of Sicho b'chol niflois. When it comes to Chagavim, to Arbe, there's a mitzvah to be Mesaper and the niflois that happened with them. It sounds like there's a special inyan that we find these Nisim Dafka by Chagavim. And the question is why? Why do we see the special Hashkacha when it comes to Chagavim? And I thought maybe the Pshat could be, like he says over here, that this Chagav had on it the letter Ches. The reason why it has a Ches, but on the Chazal, the Medrash, that the Ches stands for Chel Hashem. They're considered the Chel Hashem, the army of Hashem. There's something miyuchad about the Chagavim. They represent the some type of represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu more than other animals. And it could be the Pshat is like the pasuk says initially that it says that Katzin Ein La Arba. The Arba has no ruler, has no Melech. Like other animals have some animal that rules on them, but the Katzin has no Melech. The Melech is Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. So they have a special kurva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than other things, that they in a way bring out the Malchus Hashem more than anything else. And Mamela, they're chosen to be the Chel Hashem and to bring out a certain Hashkacha you don't find by other Inyanim. So it could be that's why you find a special Hashkacha when it comes to the Chagav more than other creatures.